Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave Consolazio here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. The topic I will start with today is the one I hinted towards in my last episode, and that is the scandal that Tim Donaghy has all of a sudden stirred up. Tim Donaghy is claiming that playoff games have been fixed in the past, that referees have gotten the call down from league officials to make bogus calls or ignore certain calls to stretch a series out to affect the outcome of games. And the game that's being highlighted is Game 6 of the Western Conference Championships in 2002, the Lakers versus the Kings, where the Lakers got every call known to man. They made 16 of their last 18 points from the line. And everybody, even back then, was saying, there's something wrong here. This game seemed fixed. Which used to just sound like paranoid fans. Now all of a sudden, it's starting to look like a reality. Now I'm not saying Tim Donaghy is telling the truth. I'm not saying we should accept this as fact and start taking action. But when you really think about it, he doesn't have too much of a reason to lie. There's more to lose here for him to lie about something like this. He pled guilty to fixing games that he officiated. And David Stern is brushing this off as an attempt for Donaghy to try and help lessen his sentence. But that doesn't really make sense, because if Donaghy is lying about this, and it's proven that he lied, it doesn't help his credibility. It's certainly not going to help him get a lesser sentence. And who else would come out about this? I suppose a moral referee could, but if any referee who was still in the league came out about this, they would be banished from the league. Their career in the NBA would be over. So it makes sense that a referee who is already caught for shady business, who's already guilty of it, who's already been proven to be guilty of it, who's already admitted to be guilty of it, would be the one to come out and say this, because he has nothing to lose. And when you really look at it, basketball is probably the easiest game to fix because of a few things. First of all, fouls actually result in points. In hockey, penalties can obviously help a team score, but the team that's on defense can still shut the other team down. In football, other than a long bomb pass interference, obviously holding calls and whatnot can rack up yards that can do damage against a team, but it doesn't actually put the points on the board. Like, say, sending a Kobe Bryant to the line is just putting points on the board. Secondly, fouls take players out of the game. You only get a set number of fouls in basketball. So calling three bogus fouls on somebody in the first quarter forces them to be benched, because they have to be reserved until the second half, or the fourth quarter. And lastly, it's all judgment calls in basketball. Fouls pretty much occur on almost every play. There's always some sort of contact. So it becomes a judgment call for a referee to decide if there's enough contact to warrant a call. And because of that, it's harder to notice when foul play is involved. Because in football, if Tom Brady airs out a pass to Randy Moss, and Randy Moss is not touched at all, and there's a pass interference call, with all of the instant replay and scrutiny, those referees will be under question. In basketball, light contact made can be called a foul, and you could make the argument that those referees were just being tough on this day. It's a lot harder to find foul play in basketball. And it makes sense financially, too, to take a series to a Game 7. Or to keep a team like the Lakers in the playoffs. And I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying that it's 100% true. We are talking about a sleazeball who fixed basketball games. It's not like he has all the credibility in the world here. I'm just saying it's not that much of a stretch of the imagination that all of this is true. And I'm also saying that if steroids in baseball warranted Congress getting involved, which I'm not saying it should have, but it did, if the Roger Clemens situation and the Barry Bonds situation call for Congress to get involved, they need to get somebody on this case to do an investigation and to grill all of these referees and to grill all of these league officials and find out if there's any truth to this. Because this is a much bigger deal than a couple of players using steroids. And of course, a couple of episodes back, I said that I thought steroids were worse than gambling. I meant that in an individual sense. Is me betting $100 on myself or me taking steroids worse? I think me taking steroids is worse. However, if we look at the league as a whole, some players taking steroids or league officials in the front office calling referees to fix games, it's a no contest what the bigger deal is. And I really hope that this doesn't get brushed under the rug. People are comparing this to Spygate with the Bill Belichick and New England situation. This is a million times bigger than that. I hate Bill Belichick as much as anybody else who's not a Patriot fan. But a lot of teams did film defenses. A lot of teams did this. He just got caught. And I'm not saying it's not a big deal. But I am saying that Bill Belichick filming other teams' defenses is nowhere close to league officials fixing their playoff games. Not even in the same ballpark. And I'm sure we'll be revisiting this as the story progresses. But since it's all the talk in the sports world right now, I just wanted to throw in my two cents on it. And sticking with basketball, a bit of a lighter story. Curt Schilling, on his blog, rips into Kobe Bryant, saying that he was really surprised to see a guy that's as popular and well-respected as Kobe Bryant yelling at his teammates and cursing at his teammates and being so disrespectful. I'm not even going to get started on Curt Schilling and all of the negative press he's brought about himself. About what a bad teammate he is, and about what a self-centered guy he is. I'll leave all that alone. My point is simply this. I'm pretty sure that Kobe Bryant knows better how to handle his team than Curt Schilling does. I'm pretty sure that Kobe Bryant cursing at his teammates, instead of saying, "Oh, gee, guys, we can get him," is something that Kobe Bryant knows what he's doing. When asked for his response, Kobe Bryant said, "You're asking my response to it? Go Yankees." He was also quoted as saying, "I mean, I know my team. After the timeout with all those curse words, we almost pulled off one of the greatest comebacks in history. It seemed to motivate them pretty well." He also said, "They're used to it, and we all have thick skin around here. We're brutally honest with each other. We all love it." And I believe that. Because it's not about whether Kobe Bryant is a nice person or not. It's not about whether or not Kobe Bryant puts a smile on your face with motivational speeches. It's about winning and performing with your team. And I have to agree with Kobe Bryant here that he probably has a better idea of how to handle his team than Curt Schilling does. I have to agree with Kobe Bryant that Lamar Odom and Pau Gasol don't go home crying because Kobe Bryant was a meanie. Give me a break. Curt Schilling just always has something to say. That's one of the biggest problems with blogs, is that anybody can have a voice, and some people just need to be shut up. Now, I just left that open for you to say, including you, you should be shut up. Maybe. But Curt Schilling is bad. Real bad. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up. Thank you, as always, for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. You can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com with any questions or comments, or just leave your comments here on the page. Thank you for listening, and have a good one, everybody.